Welcome back to another episode of Arnold's Pump Club. I've been at the Arnold Sports Festival all weekend, visiting athletes from more sports than you could imagine, watching the professional bodybuilders and strongmen and women battle it out on stage, and meeting the members of our pump family. I saw amazing feats of strength and accomplishments. I saw the legends of bodybuilding, Ronnie Coleman, Lee Haney, Phil Heath, and Jay Cutler. And the rising stars bringing the sport to the next generation, like Sam Sulek. I saw regular people competing in their favorite sports. I got to hang out with Jocko again. It was fantastic. It was the biggest Arnold Sports Festival ever. But I couldn't stop noticing that everyone I saw was smiling. They were happy. Nobody was frowning or complaining. And I think I know why. First, they were part of something. Everyone there had something in common. They were there because they love sports and fitness. It doesn't matter if they loved medieval fighting, strongmen, gymnastics, cheerleading, jujitsu, ballroom dance, or bodybuilding. They were all united by a love of sports. There was connection and there was community, which we know from studies we've shared in this newsletter about the rise of loneliness and how it's something many people are missing today. One of my favorite photos from this weekend wasn't of a great pose or lift. It came from our pump lounge, where all the members of the app could hang out and meet each other and take a break from the packed convention. All weekend, the village was making real-life connections outside of the app. And they sent us an amazing photo. Daniel, Adam, and I weren't even involved. They did this on their own. One of our members, James, has had an unbelievable transformation and brought a photo of himself from before he started to celebrate the Pump Village. And maybe after this weekend, it's more of a family than a village. All came together to celebrate him. Isn't that incredible? These people didn't know each other in person before this weekend, and here they are, genuinely happy for someone they just met and lifting him up. That's because they know they aren't alone. Everyone who came to the Arnold Sports Festival knows they're not alone. They have a community behind them, and it's one of the fastest ways to terminate negativity. There is one other thing, everyone smiling throughout this weekend, and that includes me, by the way, was so positive. They're doing something. They have a mission and a purpose. Again, it doesn't matter whether they dance or lift or fight with swords. They're doing something. The power of doing something, anything, for your physical fitness is unmatched. We know that it doesn't just transform your body. Fitness transforms your mind. We've shared the studies about how fitness helps fight depression and anxiety. I think there's a simple reason. First, you have your mission. Second, every time you wake up and train, you've started your day with an accomplishment. Even if you didn't do anything else, you did something. And that is powerful. Just do something. I do not care what you do. You don't have to train like me. Find a way to move and test your body regularly that you love and do it. I want to thank everyone who came this weekend for inspiring me. I want to thank all of our sponsors for helping to make the event a success, as well as the amazing athletes and our pump family. The thousands of you who showed up demonstrated both of these lessons perfectly. You aren't alone. And you have a mission. Thank you to everyone for a fantastic weekend. Before I go, I have one important item to discuss because we keep seeing more cognitive disorders. I talk all the time about how any type of movement is good for your body, but some types of exercise offer more benefits than others. Research suggests that resistance training could help protect you from developing neurodegenerative diseases like dementia. Alzheimer's and dementia are complicated disorders, but we're starting to learn more about their development. Studies suggest that your hippocampus, an area of your brain responsible for learning and memory, is targeted by neurodegenerative disease. resistance training appears to protect against or completely prevent atrophy in that region, which could help protect against Alzheimer's. Insulin resistance is also linked to Alzheimer's, and resistance training helps improve insulin sensitivity. These findings apply to everyone, but the need to pump iron might be even more pressing for women. Research suggests that physical inactivity is a greater risk factor for cognitive disorders in females. One study tracked women for 44 years and discovered that the least active participants were the most likely to develop dementia later in life. Brain scans have found fewer biomarkers of Alzheimer's in active individuals compared to those who move less. Even if you have a genetic trait that increases the chances of Alzheimer's, twin research found that lifestyle and environmental factors make up a significant percentage of what determines getting diagnosed. In other words, your genes have a big say, but training, a good diet, and other healthy habits can influence or change your destiny for the better. If you want to start protecting your brain, commit to at least 2 or 3 weekly resistance training workouts. The workout doesn't need to be long, but it should be intense and challenge your muscles. And that's it for today's episode. I created this podcast because I believe that fitness is for everyone. So I'm using the power of machines to help me deliver news, information, and support that will make you healthier. I am not a cybernetic organism, but I do have an important mission to build the positive corner of the internet and lift up the world. There's too much negativity online, and I want this podcast to give you the support you need to become a little bit better. I want to thank our editors-in-chief, Adam Bornstein and Daniel Ketchel, who helped me with this podcast and our daily newsletter, as well as our producers, Pen Name Consulting. We value all your feedback, and the three of us are here to support you. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a review. We love hearing from you. Together, we have the strength to lift up the world.